German?
You are. You're. You yourself are.
Right.
Yeah, sure. And speaking of your race, you're a.
Race? I've got three of them. I couldn't tell who.
Oh, well, then that's what I'm asking. Person with. There aren't many people in Claiborne County with black skin. People with black skin are called.
Dark colored.
Negroes.
Negro is the right.
Right.
Pronounced.
Okay. What are some unkind expressions that are used for that?
Well, they call them niggers,
yeah.
But that's just they don't like to be called. They're supposed to be called Negroes.
Okay. Now that's. Yeah, go ahead.
And then there's people that they call. Melungeons, mulattoes, and I don't know what to mean.
The Melungeons are over on the other side of just
across the mountain.
How far from here would you say?
Just across that mountain.
Just 10 miles or so?
Well, wouldn't be 2 miles across here, but you go to Springdale and back up the Big Sycamore, would you? Go up across Snake Harbor.
Uh-huh.
I used to know everything in there, but I don't know nobody now.
Right. Now, so those people are what you call Negroes, but a member of your race, you'd call yourself a
white man.
Okay. Now, someone who lived way up on the ridge or something and never saw anybody else and was separated from everybody, what might you call a person like that?
I don't know. I'm going to be a hillbilly.
Okay, that's what I mean. That's all right. That'll be fine. That'll be one word. But the word I want to ask you about. Did you ever use the term Hoosier or Mountain Hoosier for that kind of person?
Well, not too much. I was always raised to not call people.
Yeah, sure. But did you ever heard the term?
Yes, I've heard that lots of times.
Okay. What would that mean, a Hoosier or a Mountain?
Well, you're just being a very sorry kind of a person if you're wanting it that way.
Okay. Well, how would you pronounce it, Hoosier or Hoosier? Which sounds right to you? It sounds more natural.
They both sound about the same to me.
If you were going to say it, though, just say it so I can hear the way you'd say it. Just either one of them.
A Hoosier?
Okay, that's fine. Now, person who doesn't take care of his property might not even have any property, always dependent on other people to take care of his property, and is always if he has any land, it's all run down. He doesn't take care of anything. What might you call a person like that?
Raising his time.
Okay. All right. Okay, that's fine. And if someone stop in front of your house here in a car and call up to you and ask you the distance from here to the Virginia line, he might ask you how?
I'd tell him as much as I could.
Yeah, but he might, what would he ask you? He'd say how?
Far.
Yeah. And then if someone was was rushing you, someone was really rushing you, you might say now just
hold on.
Just
give it time.
Okay. All right. And if it wasn't, let's say it was about 5 minutes to 12, you know, about 5 minutes to 12 at night, and someone might ask you, is it midnight yet? And you'd say no, but it's
5 to 12.
It's all. It's
5.
Yeah.
Minutes to 12.
Now, would you use something like it's getting pretty close to midnight, or it's
About 12, I'd say that.
Okay. And if someone wanted to know, or you wanted to know, the number of